You're now listening to the Northwest Soapbox, the platform for residents of the Northwest to step up and say what's on their mind. We're here today at Vernon Park here in Germantown, and it's a beehive of activity. There's lots of people erecting these cross-shaped PVC pipes, and they're draping T-shirts on them. Can you describe what this project is or what people are doing here?
The Reverend Jarrett Kerbel, Rector, Church of St. Martin in the Field, Chestnut Hill. What we're doing is we've created a memorial to the 288 victims of homicide by gun in Philadelphia in 2012. This is the second installation. The first was at Chestnut Hill Presbyterian Church just in February. And a third is planned for Bryn Mawr in April.
Could you just describe what we're looking at right now today?
Amy Yoder McLaughlin. I'm the pastor at Germantown Mennonite Church. So we're looking at a bunch of crosses here that are organized in rows. We'll have about 15 rows of 20 crosses here, each one with a T-shirt with a different color that represents someone who has died by gun violence in Philadelphia.
Nancy Muth, I'm the minister at the First Presbyterian Church in Germantown. We wanted to bring it down to Germantown, where so many of these deaths occurred, and these young people, many of these shirts represent young people and where these young people lived. And we hope that this is really a powerful display for people to see and realize the epidemic that we are facing here in our city with gun violence.
What was the initial inspiration to do this type of installation?
The initial inspiration was last October, when I was thinking about the fact that we lose almost 300 people a year to gun violence in Philadelphia, but we don't, in a funny way, we don't notice because it's slow moving. It's one or two every day, maybe three, and it's a slow moving massacre every year that doesn't attract the horror it deserves in some sense, because you don't ever experience it in one big crowd. But once you see it in one big crowd, you think, oh my goodness, those are all human lives. Those are people with families and mothers and fathers and children and friends. And think about the exponential pain in this installation. I mean, if every one of these people has just three or four people who love them, you know, we're talking thousands of people in pain because of preventable gun violence.
Okay, hi, could you just give me your name?
Melinda McClinic.
And Melinda, can you just tell us what brought you out here today for this installation that's being done?
Well, my son happened to be one of them. He was murdered February the 9th of 2012. He's 23 years old, a college student, and it's been very hard and emotional for us. This dedication is beautiful. It shows that people out here do care and know how important it is to get rid of these guns. And I just want to be a support of what the cause is.
Which one is your son's, do you know?
My son is David McClinic Jr. He was murdered February 9th, as I said, of 2012, and he was 23 years old.
So it's been a little over a year for your family now. Where are you guys at right now as far as the mourning process or with your lives?
The mourning never stops, but they finally caught the person that committed the crime January the 28th of this year, almost a whole year, and that alone is good, because I know he can no longer, or he cannot do the same thing to someone else that he did to my child. I hope that someone walks by and realize all the lives that we're losing because of guns. I hope that some young youth walk by and see all the lives that are being lost because of guns, and maybe if they are one that would carry one, would decide to put that gun down. And I just hope that this changed the outlook on gun violence in general.
Ann Swoyer.
And what brought you out here today, Ann?
I saw this installed at another church recently, and it felt very powerful to be part of it, and that's why I'm here.
And you just commented that the act of actually hanging this kind of has its own symbolic meaning. Okay. Could you tell me about that?
Well, I realized as I was putting one of the shirts on the cross that it felt like the motion a mother made with this child, with this person, when this person was a child, when she was dressing her son or daughter, and doesn't have that opportunity anymore. So that's what it symbolizes for me.
What is the goal of doing this installation right here in Germantown? What are you hoping to accomplish?
What I'm hoping to accomplish is raising awareness of the toll of illegal guns in Philadelphia and lax gun laws towards building public pressure to change the gun laws in Philadelphia and the state so that we show that we value human life more than gun hobbies and gun hobbyists. And there's some very sensible things we could be doing that are very low impact on responsible gun owners, and these could be done if it wasn't for some pretty extremist forces in the state.
We encourage people to come down and see this because we do think it will open their eyes to what's happening here in Philadelphia. So encourage people.
This has been the Northwest Soapbox. This podcast is a platform for the people of Northwest Philadelphia to offer commentary, share news, and make a call for action. Hear all installment at nwsoapbox.podomatic.com. Anyone wishing to step onto the soapbox can contact us at soapbox@gtownradio.com.